The Millstream Chichester National Park is a two-hour drive east of Karratha, and it's an oasis in the middle of the red, dry dirt of the Pilbara. An underground aquifer feeds the deep water pools all year round, and it makes it home to a range of flora and fauna. It also plays a vital role in supplying water to the nearby towns and the mining sites. With an increasing population in the area, though, how that water is divided between the park, between the local Yindjibarndi people and industry is just one aspect to this park and to the region. Here's producer Kate McDonald talking with Senior Ranger Scott Godley, and he's leading the way through the park.
We'll actually go down to the place they call Chindawarrina Pool, which is also known as the Lily Pond. It's a pool that was basically formed by a natural spring coming out of the aquifer at Millstream. And when the land was first taken up as a station, the actual station people at the time sort of created this pool with various channels going out of it to actually help them survive out here. They used the water to grow a garden, quite a large garden, and then they actually pretty well had grew everything they needed because at the time the supplies came from Roebourne, which was quite a long, arduous trek up the Chichester Range.
So when was that? When was the first settlement here?
I guess the lease was first taken up in around about 1866, and in the distance to the right you can actually see the current visitor centre.
Yes.
The visitor centre's been turned, or was the actual homestead for the station. Prior to this homestead there was also one built just to the left of it, and you can just see to the left of the homestead there the kitchen, which was attached to the building. But the current homestead was built in around about 1914. So it's coming up to 100 years old.
So how many visitors would you get to the park every year?
Kate, it's around about 30,000 people come through. We're fairly close to Karrajini National Park, which has a visitation of much, much higher with the spectacular gorges. Millstream's a bit of a hidden gem, a bit of a secret in the Pilbara. So people come here and they tend to relax, usually spend a few days just relaxing and chilling out after a fairly busy time in places like Karrajini and Exmouth, which are also close by.
What makes Millstream so special?
I mentioned the Lily Pond before, or the Chindawarrina Pool, which is where some of the springs from the large aquifer that comes off the Hammersley Range, and this is the place where they come out and bubble to the surface. So the Chindawarrina Pool, which we're heading to now, and also other parts of the Fortescue River, where the springs come into, just forms quite a large area of permanent water surrounded by wetlands and also surrounded by the wildlife associated with that. So it is quite a special area in the Pilbara. It also has its unique vegetation, and in particular we're starting to look at some of the native millstream palms, which mm-hmm. are endemic to this area, and they're only found in this particular area of the Pilbara. These are the paper barks, Kate, and very common in the millstream area, obviously with permanent water here. It's the first sign that you've got water close to the surface. The other trees on the right, we did say we've got an endemic palm, but we also have date palms here that were introduced earlier on in the history of the pastoral history of Millstream. And the camelliers, the Afghan camelliers, introduced the dates. And in a place like Millstream, where there's plenty of surface water, they really have grown into huge numbers. About 20 years ago, the Department of Environment and Conservation decided we needed to do something about these palms because they were taking over. They were killing and out-competing the native vegetation, such as the paper barks here and some of the river red gums you can see as well. And so that process has taken 20 years. What you're seeing here with these date palms here are all the males. The females have been eradicated from the area. They've left the males here mainly because of heritage value, so that people can still see what this area used to be like when it was an active pastoral station. But outside of this immediate area of the Chindawarrina Pool, all the palms, date palms, have been removed. And since they did that, the water levels, you can hear a lot of water running now, since they did that, the water levels in the aquifer have risen quite substantially. So the date palms do actually take a lot of water up.
And that water too, it's so clear.
Basically, yeah, just where we are now, we're very close to Chindawarrina Pool. So not far away is the water coming up out of the ground. It is very crystal clear, as you can see. And it forms part of the water resource for the Pilbara. They've actually been pumping this water out to supply the coastal towns and I guess associated with the mining industry.
So what effect is that having on Millstream, on the water supply here, if you're pumping it out to supply the towns and also the mining industry?
Look, I guess back in the 80s and 90s, it certainly did have a noticeable effect on the vegetation. Since then, in conjunction with the Department of Environment and Conservation and also the Water Corporation and the Department of Water, it has been much more regulated at Millstream, and they much have a much better assessment system of being able to work out how much water is too much. And so they only take so much, and they also rely on other water sources such as the Harding Dam. But as you can imagine, they are always looking for alternative water sources, and that's one of the challenges that the Pilbara is facing at the moment, along with many other places, of course.
Now, I just noticed as we're walking here that there's a no swimming sign. So why is that?
Chindawarrina Pool is a very special area to the Injibundi people. They've been coming here for many, many years, and this site is extremely significant to them. So they still come here regularly to visit this place, and they are the custodians of this area. This is probably one of the more important cultural areas in northern Australia, the Millstream area.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well known. The Injibundi people are certainly out here very regularly to visit and to keep an eye on the place.
Do the Injibundi people still live around Millstream?
Most of the Injibundi people live on the coast, usually in the Roebourne areas and Karratha. The nearest community is about 20 or 30 kilometres away, and that's a mixture of Injibundi and Nalama people who live out there. And they're generally coming through the park on a regular basis, and they'll drop in and have a look at some of the spots. Okay, we'll take you up to the cliff lookout, which is a spot about 2 or 3 kilometres from here, which gives wonderful views of the Chichester Range, the Hamersley Range, and also the Fortescue River system.
So what are we looking at here, Scott?
I guess directly below us, Kate, we've got what's part of the Fortescue River. We're actually looking at Crossing Pool here, which is one of the large pools. But this is where the Fortescue River starts to cut through the Chichester Range. And just ahead of us and to our left and around us, you can see breakaway hills. The river has started to erode. And this is really at the start of the top of the Chichester Range. And from this point, the river starts to drop in various steps right through the Chichester Range towards the coast. As you can see, the country is very, very green. And you can see the vegetation that runs along the river. There's hundreds and thousands of river red gums and kajabit trees, and even below us, directly below the cliff face here, you can actually see the Millstream palm, the palm endemic to this area. You can also see some of the wildlife we have. We have quite a few species of dragonflies and damselflies, which Millstream is well known for. And
because there's something like 15 different species, is that correct?
There's at least 20 or so different species of damselflies and dragonflies here.
Which is something that you don't immediately think that the Pilbara is going to have.
No, most people see the Pilbara as spinifex and open spinifex country with very red rocks. Certainly Millstream, when people come across Millstream, they get a bit of a shock that there's so much water here, so much permanent water.
So, Scott, this is the second time that you've been back to Millstream as a ranger. Is there a reason why this place keeps bringing you back?
I guess it just probably gets in your blood, Kate. I grew up as a child in Port Hedland, and I first visited Millstream in 1973 with my family. And I first arrived here back in the 90s to work in the national park. Spent about 3 years here, then went away and then came back again. And I guess it's really just the open space. You can see the horizon as far as you can see, clear sky. And you just get used to the, tranquility of the place. Even now in peak season, you can hear a few cars, but not too much. You still really can take in the tranquility of Millstream.
Has much changed from when you first were a ranger here in the 1990s?
I guess much of the attraction of the place remains the same. From an appearance perspective, the river system is, as I mentioned before, is very active here, so it's caused a lot more erosion, and it's purely a natural process. But the river system is changing and evolving, and the pools here that we're looking at ahead of us are actually changing as well. So
what are your hopes for this national park in 15 years time?
Look, I hope it still remains as much as it was, that people can come here and still see nature and still experience the tranquility and the open space. I expect there'll be more people coming through. I expect the Pilbara will have expanded. But we do hope that some of the values here and some of this wonderful wetland system are still here for people to enjoy.
Scott Godley, the lucky man who's a Millstream Chichester National Park ranger, with producer Kate McDonald. And as I say, if you go to the Saturday Extra website, you can see photos of the park. Just follow the links to the story and you can find out all sorts of details about our WA specials should you decide that, having heard this today, you just must go up there. Not at this time of the year, I warn you, but certainly when it goes into that beautiful middle of the year, it really is sublime.